girl, I am so glad you've decided to join me again. This morning, as I was perusing through a few things on the Reddit forums, I came across an item that spoke to me personally, and I just decided to turn on the mic, and we'll see where this goes. I don't know where you're at or what you're doing, but I want you to take just a minute and relax. Become aware of the thought process in your mind and learn to calm it down just a little bit. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I want you to know you're loved and you're cared about and you're worth it. Sometimes simple encouragement like that from people in our lives we long for. Or perhaps we have no one and we long to hear it from someone. So I just want you to know that whatever you're dealing with, wherever you're at, there are people that care about you. Even if it's your strange boyfriend on Reddit. I came across this post that talked about the fear of intimacy from previous relationships. And if I find some time, I'm going to take some notes and thoughts and perhaps talk about it at more length. But I just thought I'd take a quick minute and see if I could share what's on my mind about that. Learning real intimacy in relationships is scary. It's scary for any of us, particularly if we have had previous relationships where we felt like they only wanted us for sex or money or whatever the other items in their life might be. And sometimes that means we're with the wrong people. Probably that means we need to change and look around a little bit. There are a lot of good people out there. I have met some amazing people through this journey on GWA and PTA and Vanilla Audio and the forums that I post on. I've met some absolutely wonderful, beautiful, sexy, incredible people. And that gives me hope that a lot of the rest of you out there are just the same. So whether you're a listener who's been listening now for a few weeks or someone that comes across this audio 2 years down the road or something, I just want you to know the fact that you're looking out for human connection and trying to find it, and that you find it through these sorts of audios is beautiful. And that makes you an intelligent, worthwhile, and beautiful person. Just the fact that you risk, even in an anonymous way, to find a human connection with somebody who cares. That process in and of itself is an act of bravery. So give yourself a little credit, just for looking around, just for trying to connect out there. Secondly, trying to find true intimacy in relationships is, in my experience, and I'm probably older than many of you, is a lifelong endeavor. And even when you find a certain level of beautiful intimacy with someone who genuinely cares about you for you, it still can take months or years or longer to come to connect with the depths of that person and to learn that person deeply and profoundly. That's something that I still am working on in my own relationships in my life. So give yourself some credit. Realize that there probably are people and even individuals out there. For any of you younger ladies in particular, and I get the sense from reading this particular post that probably this is a younger woman. I don't know how to say this without sounding rude, but a lot of younger men are just immature. They are simply not capable of intimacy. They haven't learned it. Women come by intimacy much more naturally. It feels natural and it feels right for them. But a lot of young men, they're trained out of that. And If they, for example, watch a lot of porn, that completely starts to disconnect the physical acts of sex with the psychological and emotional effort of intimacy. And I get a lot of people do it, and if you're in a secure place, that's cool. But I think for some younger men, particularly if they start on that early, the data suggests that they struggle with intimacy later. And there's other things. I mean, certainly there's no lack of trauma in a lot of young men's lives as well. Just realize if you're a younger woman and you're looking for a deeper intimacy, that oftentimes the younger males in your life just simply haven't been trained or taught or ever thought about those issues. I would like to think if they're good-hearted people that they're capable, but it takes training, it takes effort, sometimes education. And if you're really feeling isolated and alone and struggle with self-worth, that probably means you have some work to do. Whether that's with a professional, whether that's through books and podcasts and your own personal effort, but probably you have some individual work to do. I will tell you from experience, the happier you are, the more likely you are to attract another happy person in your life. It's the whole law of attraction principle. A core part of the positive message of that is that you don't need to receive external validation as to your own self-worth. That's something that you can come to understand and know on your own. And then once you understand that and you practice that, you can bring that self-worth to a healthy relationship. Certainly having people externally validate us and tell us they care about us, those things matter and are helpful. But you also can work on that just by yourself. And if in any way a few minutes of audio makes you think about those things, then I would be most appreciative if you stopped, gave yourself some credit, and said, I have some value. I know how to bring value to a relationship. I can learn some things. I can improve. I can find happiness in many, many forms throughout the world. One of the things that I've certainly learned in interacting with awesome people like you all across the globe is that so many of these deep and personal human feelings about wanting to be connected, needing to feel supported, and just that core desire for connectivity, whether it's on an emotional level, whether it's on a sexual level, or anything else, is beautiful and it's strong, but we can't let it consume us. So if I get some specifics, I'll perhaps address a few more thoughts. I hope someone finds this helpful. I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I do care about you. I know that you are worthwhile. And I know that with a little bit of work and effort, you are capable of becoming a emotionally beautiful and independent person. And I hope you seek for that in your life. All right, so much for my rambles for today. My time is up. I very much appreciate the time you spent with me, and I hope to have you back very, very soon, beautiful.